Good morning. Our question today relates to having people in shul on Chol HaMoed with different minhagim as it relates to wearing tefillin. Some people have the minhag to wear tefillin, to continue wearing tefillin, even though it's Chol HaMoed, and others have the minhag to refrain from wearing tefillin. And the question is, can you have both of those minhagim at the same time in the same shul for the same minyan? Or is that an isra of lotiskodidu, which means we are giving off the appearance of having different minhagim, two different religions? Looks like these people are doing one way and those people are doing the other way, and they're conflicting minhagim, conflicting practices, conflicting halachas. It gives off the appearance of having disparate, conflicting halachas or groups in Klal Yisrael. So, in fact, the Mesoris Moshe, which is a sefer that is put out by a grandson of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who asked him a number of questions, and in fact, this is a question that's discussed by many, many poskim, but just there's an interesting, unique approach to this question in this sefer. The grandson asked the following question to Rav Moshe. Nowadays, in our times, that it's fairly common that we have different minhagim, divergent minhagim. Nonetheless, is there still a problem? And Rav Moshe told his grandson, yes, indeed, there is still a problem to have one group doing one way and another group doing it another way in the same shul at the same time. One group wearing tefillin, one group not wearing tefillin. But then he has a unique approach, and he says as follows. Truth be told, you have to look into why the group which is not wearing tefillin is in fact not wearing a tefillin. The people who are wearing tefillin, that's their minhag. That's their minhag. You wear a tefillin, and that's the default. All year round, you wear a tefillin, except Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they say Chol HaMoed should be no different. But those who don't wear tefillin, you have to analyze it. Because you could have a couple reasons why people aren't wearing tefillin. Says Rav Moshe, number one is they could have looked into the halachas, and they could have concluded that the Gra is correct and how he paskins that we should not be wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They indeed could have that real Mesorah, like Hasidim, that to have that Mesorah not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And indeed, that is a bona fide minhag. On the other hand, there are many people who don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because they heard that there is a side, that there is a view to not wear tefillin, and they wanted to follow this leniency, because some people who hear any leniency, they want to follow the leniency, and that indeed is not a bona fide minhag. And accordingly, if somebody is putting on tefillin in a shul where the people who are not putting on tefillin, it's because they don't have a minhag. It's simply that they're being lazy. They're following the more lenient view about this. Says Rav Moshe, that's not what we're talking about, that there's a problem of lo tiskodidu. The problem lo tiskodidu, showing that you have different halachas, different minhagim together, is when you have a group of people that are not wearing tefillin because they hold that that's the halacha. They've learned the sugya. That's their mesorah. That is a bona fide minhag, and accordingly, somebody would not be permitted to walk in and put on tefillin with them. But if it's a group of people that simply are doing it just because, but they have no mesorah for that, they didn't look into the topic, it's simply they're following a leniency, then there would be no strict isra of lo tiskodidu for those to wear tefillin along with those who are not wearing tefillin. Now, the Sefer continues, the Mesoris Moshe continues, that the grandson asked on a different occasion the following question to Rav Moshe. Given that there are different minhagim and there are shuls that people wear and don't wear, so despite the fact that there's a lo tiskodidu, if people are wearing and not wearing, or even if it's not a lo tiskodidu, maybe it's just simply not a right thing to do. But let's assume that that exists. There's a shul that has two groups of people. Some are wearing, some are not wearing, in the same shul at the same time. Can somebody go daven there? Or can somebody not go daven there? Why yes, why no? So in fact, if you are attending such a shul, on the one hand, they are already having two minhagim at the same time. So you're just one other person wearing or not wearing, but that machlokis already exists. They're already having two conflicting minhagim at the same time. What's the big deal? One other person. You're not creating the machlokas. On the other hand, maybe it is a problem because you're increasing the machlokas because you're adding yourself to one of the sides. You're increasing the number of people who are doing conflicting minhagim. So Rav Moshe answers as follows, Bevadai she'in zayaf elis ba'al sham. Certainly, it's not the right thing to daven in a shul that there are some people doing one way and some people are doing it the other way. However, he says that there is going to be a carve-out. If you look, what was the original minhag in that shul? There was an original minhag before the second group started doing differently. And if you who are going to that shul are going to adhere to the original minhag of that shul, for example, the original minhag was that they wore tefillin and you're wearing tefillin, then it would be okay. If the original minhag was that they wore tefillin and you're going and you're not going to wear tefillin, then it's not going to be okay. So Rav Moshe is saying in a situation that you have two minhagim in the shul, you should not daven there. However, if the fact is that you are going to go do the original minhag in that shul, so you're going to go to that shul, some are doing, some are not, but you're adhering to what was originally done in the shul before some people came and changed it, then he says that it would be okay to daven in such a place. Have a wonderful day.